Well, if you follow us on Facebook, then you can also watch the live streaming right now. If you've seen what we have seen this morning, parts of the school looks like rubble, like a deconstruction site. It is unbelievable what the storm and what this tornado did to the school. Mm. Ripped off the roof, which obviously took parts of the wall with it, flattened on the one side. It is ridiculous and actually miraculous in the same way that none of the kids were seriously harmed. Yeah. How that was possible looking at this is just incredible. But as I've been saying to you all morning, you have to see it to believe it. Mm. So let's get Diane on the line, and I see they've just gone live. You can watch this streaming live via Breakfast with Martin Best and Tumi Morake on Facebook. You can watch the live streaming there. Diane, we're watching you as you walk around. And this is destruction.
Martin, this is verskriklik. We are basically that famous blue roof we're talking about. We're standing next to it. And with me, I've got some of the boys who actually go to the school. Wat het deel van die school as het by ons nou is?
Ons is nou in die boonste deel van die school. Ons het twee van ons vakke hier gekry.
So this is, hierdie is een van jou klaskamers gewees waar jy klas kry?
Ja.
Ja, hoor hierso. En ek het 'n seun hierso by my wat in die school was. Jy is nou in die hoërskool. Jy het nou net spesiaal gekom te kyk vandag. Hoe voel het vir jou om die klas so te sien?
Ja, dit is hartstikke om te sien hoe die school vernietig is. Ek bedoel, 7 jaar van my lewe wat net so weg is, en ek voel jammer vir die kinders wat nou hier school hou, omdat hulle sukkel om nou te kan leer, en ja, omdat hulle uit hulle gemaakzone uit is, en ja, die onderwijsers en kinders wat nou met school kry, ek voel jammer vir hulle, maar ek seker met die hulp wat ons kry, sal hulle gauw weer op been wees.
Okay, so ek stap nou saam met die seuns, Martin en Tumi, because they know what this is actually, but if you can follow me, as I'm walking, it's glass, it's the inside of electronic equipment, it's pieces of roof, you can't believe that this was a school.
Yeah. It is. It's a sight to behold. And I see the people watching on Facebook, a lot of the wow emojis being used, because as we've been saying all morning, you have to see this to believe it. We can tell you that a storm ripped the school apart. But when you see this, and there were kids inside, it's
That's what's scaring me right now. The idea that there were children there.
Yeah, I know. It's just watch this. We'll keep the Facebook streaming for a while still on Facebook. Breakfast with Martin Best and Tumi Morake. Emotional scenes, Diane. And what makes it more emotional is the fact that communities, local community, and also people from other communities are helping out this morning. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's so awesome.
Absolutely. And you know what? When I look at this, and I also have a daughter, and I can imagine what it must feel like when you're a parent, you hear something's going on, and you have no idea where your child is. I mean, that must be devastating. And those poor children were all ducked underneath their desks, and as this stuff just poured onto them. So, yeah, my heart goes out to them.
And the angel we spoke to earlier, she told the kids to get under the desks and keep themselves safe. You know, bless her. That was pretty, you know, impressive and good, quick thinking. But now talking about communities, by the way, keep logging in. We'll keep the camera. Keep the camera on those scenes, guys, because that is just. I mean, what is that even? It's like a rubble heap. And yes, those are classrooms, part of the school. Flattened. I said it right from the start of the show. You have to see it to believe it. We can't actually describe to you what the storm and tornado has done. But on the other line, Diane, keep watching on Facebook, by the way, and we'll keep the live streaming going. On the other line is another old friend to the station, is Piet van Spar. Môre, Piet, is jy daar?
Môre, Martin, hoe gaan dit?
Altyd lekker om vir jou te hoor. Altyd.
Baie dankie en baie dankie vir al die goeie werk wat jy daar buite doen. Martin, ek wil net namens al die bulletwinkels daar buite R25,000 aan die skool skenk, en dan ook namens al die spaarwinkels nog R25,000. So dis tesame dan R50,000 van bulletin spaar.
Yes. Yes, Paul, thank you so, so much, Builder. Thank you, Spud. Always coming forward to support the communities. And that's why it's so important to support them as well. Piet, en allemaal daar so met julle goeie harte, sê ons baie, baie dankie hoor.
Goed, baie dankie en baie dankie vir julle.
Incredible.
You know what I find interesting is how people always say, good morning, angels, you've done so well. You are the good morning angels.
Absolutely.
This is all work coming from communities, from everyday people who don't want to just walk by, who just want to contribute where they can. It's incredible.
And it all started with a guy called Adrian Rue, who just drives past the school. His kids don't even go to school yet. He sent the request to angels@jackarandfm.com and said, listen, let's all pull in and help rebuild the school. They want to go back to school, to this school in January. And let me tell you something. So far this morning, this school is getting pretty darn close to being rebuilt.
Yeah.
We'll give you an update of what's been happening this morning. It is absolutely next level. Good morning, angels. Exclusive to Breakfast with Martin Best and Tumarake here on Jacaranda FM. Ons is rechtstreeks uit Creersdorp uit. Môre.